Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Man, joining us right now
from... And I don't think you'd fool him.
BaltimoreRavens.com. Sammy Davis did.
Oh, and Rod Carew.
Sarah Ellison. What's going on, Sarah?
What's up, guys? How are you?
I'm doing well. Ravens preseason game number 2 will take place tomorrow night in Miami, but... You know, we were hearing Joe Flacco will be ready for week 1. Our big question right now, Sarah, is there any word on when Joe Flacco will be ready for practice number 1?
The Ravens aren't disclosing that. John Harbaugh has been pretty vague with his injury updates, as he tends to do as we get closer to the season. I don't know. I mean, I would like to see Joe Flacco out there this next week.
Yep.
You know, Marty Morningwig said it's getting pretty close to when, you know, you really need to have the offense all out there to practice together so they can be ready for that week 1 season opener. That would give him about 2 weeks if Joe Flacco were to come in after this second preseason game and then hit the practice field. So that would make, you know, a lot of people's nerves be alleviated if we saw Flacco come back next week, but the Ravens have not said that he will. That's just something that I would like to see happen in order to get ready for that week one regular season opener.
Speaking of when are we going to see people, when do you think we're going to see Breshad Perriman back on the field? Because I hope this is not a repeat of 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, 2 years ago was a PCL. It sounds like he's got a hamstring.
What I mean is we kept hearing day to day and then we never saw him.
Sure. Well, yeah, John Harbaugh said yesterday that it was a long-term hamstring. While he didn't rule out the preseason, he didn't seem optimistic that Perriman would be back in the preseason. I think reading between the lines, it seems like the goal is for him also to be back for the regular season. And, you know, look, I'm not a big fan of taking, you know, an extreme side either way with Breshad Perriman. I don't, you know, it's not the end of the world, but it is significant in my opinion. You know, if he doesn't play for during this preseason, he will have only played in one preseason game in his three years since being in the league. So I think a young player like that, as talented as Perriman is, he could use those reps. He could use those reps to get him ready and take that next step that the Ravens want him to do. So, you know, it looks like he'll be ready for the regular season, but it would be nice for him to get those reps in the preseason. They are significant for him.
Sarah Ellison, BaltimoreRavens.com. Sarah, I am a huge fan of Matthew Judon, and I heard he's even better this year than last year. Looks even better.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because, you know, rightfully so, the two young outside linebackers that were drafted in Tyus Bowser and Tim Williams, you know, they're soaking up all the headlines because they're the rookies and they're new and you kind of see what they're doing. But then here comes Judon, the fifth round pick out of Grand Valley State last year. And he's really, he's lost weight, but he's bulked up at the same time. So it's muscle. And he looks to be the starting Sam linebacker on the other side of Terrell Suggs. And that's, you know, that's a big role where that's the Jarrett Johnson role or the Courtney Upshaw role that we've seen in past years. And so he helps get that line situated and tries to seal the edge. Whereas last year, you know, his what they wanted him to do is just, you know, see quarterback, get quarterback. That's all they want him to do. And he's really blossomed into a more complete outside linebacker, and he has looked really good.
Ryan Matthews was waived by the Eagles yesterday. Could you see the Ravens maybe bringing him in, and if would you bring him in?
You know, I can argue both sides of this. I think that with Kenneth Dixon down, and you're trying to rejuvenate a rushing offense that was ranked in, I think it was the bottom 5 last year. And Ryan Matthews is a decisive downhill runner, and he impressed the Ravens last year in Week 15. He went over 100 yards and scored a touchdown on the Ravens' rushing unit, which had been ranked number one for most of the year, and he's one of the reasons why they dipped to number five by the end of the year. So he's impressive, and you like that. At the same time, you look at the Ravens' situation where, the bigger priority is along the offensive line, and I wouldn't rule out still another signing depending on who gets cut out there. And that unit's just banged up. So, you know, you have limited cap space. To me, the bigger priority is the offensive line. And Ryan Matthews also has a history of being injured. He's coming off a herniated disc in his neck, so he hasn't practiced all offseason. And he has a little bit of a history of fumbling, but, man, he is impressive. So, to me, I wouldn't rule it out, but I still see the offensive line as the bigger priority with little cap room.
Sarah Ellison, BaltimoreRavens.com. Sarah, you're a busy woman. The website, the podcast, what are you working on now?
Yeah, all of the above. I mean, the biggest thing that I'm working on is the podcast, Men of the Crowd. Episode 4 just debuted on Monday, which was, this is a storytelling podcast that kind of gets into the John Harbaugh and the Harbaugh family, and I am working around the clock trying to get those episodes done. They're about 45 minutes each, and with the one season or episode 4 that just debuted is John's first 5 years and the battle he had with the veterans when he first came in and how they resolved that leading into the Super Bowl. So that you can find that on BaltimoreRavens.com/Man of the Crowd.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thanks, guys.
All right, have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.